Starting last night, we began studying the doctrine of God.
从昨天晚上开始，我们开始查考神论。
And again, I want to make just a short review for this last sermon.
最后一篇信息，我们再做一点点的复习。
There is no greater knowledge that a person can possess than the knowledge of the doctrine of God.
一个人所拥有的知识没有大过对神的认识。
And yet most evangelical churches never preach the doctrine of God.
但是大多数所谓福音派的教会从来不讲到有关神的教义。
I could ask many of you here tonight.
我甚至可以问你们今天很多的人。
How many years have you heard sermons on the doctrine of God?
多少年来你没有听到过有关神论的讲道。
All the Bible study that you do.
或者你的查经里头，这么多的查经里。
How long, how much have you studied the doctrine of God?
你花了多少时间，下了多少功夫来研究有关神的教义。
If you listen to TV preachers,
或者你看到电视上这些布道家。
How many of them teach series on who is God?
你听到他们讲到多少有关一系列的有关神的属性的信息呢？
Now think about this. This is amazing.
你想想，这叫人惊讶。
The people of God know almost nothing about the doctrine of God.
神的百姓几乎对神论一无所知。
And it's from this that all our other maladies are springing forth.
从此我们其他一切的毛病都从此生发出来。
The Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
圣经说我的百姓因为无知而灭亡。
God says, you thought I was like you.
神说你以为我和你一样。
And that's the reason for all your sinning.
这就是因为你犯罪的原因啊。
But even though I was silent, I will rebuke you.
尽管我保持沉默，但我必要责备你。
Psalms 50.
诗篇五十篇。
All throughout the Bible, we are commanded to seek God.
圣经从头到尾，神都吩咐我们要寻求他。
And to seek the knowledge of God.
要寻求更深的认识他。
The wise man should not boast in his wisdom.
智慧的人不要因自己的智慧夸口。
The strong man in his strength.
勇士不要因自己勇力夸口。
Or the rich man in his wealth.
富足的人不要因为他的财物夸口。
But he who boasts should boast of this.
夸口的应要因此夸口。
That he knows me.
他认识我。
The attributes of God.
神的属性。
If I asked you to write them down on a piece of paper, could you?
如果我要你把神的属性写在一张纸上，你写得下来吗？
If I asked you to write a paragraph on each one of those attributes, could you?
如果我要你写一个段落来形容神的每一个属性，你能够解释吗？
And even students who go to Bible academies and Bible colleges,
甚至那些神学院的高等神学学府的神学生。
They learn all kinds of silly little evangelistic strategies.
他们学了很多那些小帽，这是微不足道的布道法，传福音的方法等等。
And techniques on how to make a church grow.
怎么样子使教会增长啊？这些学问，这些方法技术。
But they do not study who is God.
但是他们却不研究到底神是谁。
And what truly is the will of God.
而且神的旨意他们也不明白。
For that reason, many pastors look more like businessmen than men of God.
因此很多所谓的牧师看起来更像 CEO, 像那些总裁，不像神的仆人。
Their whole ministry is filled with techniques.
他们的整个服事充满了这个技巧，那个方法。
Instead of being a man who spends much time every day with God.
而不是花时间每一天寻求神，与神同在。
In the scriptures.
在圣经上下功夫的人。
And in prayer.
在祷告上下功夫的人。
That is why in the churches today.
难怪今天的教会。
Many times they go out into the neighborhood with a questionnaire.
往往他们到这个邻舍当中带了一个问答的纸卷。
What kind of church do you want?
哎，你要什么样的教会啊？
And we will give you that kind of church. Do you see how unbiblical that is?
你看这是何等的违背圣经啊?
It's not the neighborhood's church.
这不是这个社区教会。
It's God's church.
这乃是神的教会。
You go to God and ask Him what kind of church you want.
你要到神面前问他，他要什么样的教会。
Regardless of what men think.
不管人怎么想。
And if no one comes to your church,
就算没人到你教会来,
that does not matter.
无所谓,
as much as doing what God says.
只要你遵行神的旨意就够了。
Do you see this?
看到没有?
But because we're ignorant of God,
但是我们因为对神无知,
we do no longer understand these things.
我们就不明白这些事。
So, we've been studying the importance of knowing God in the Word.
我们一直在查考。 从圣经中明白神的旨意, 认识神。
We've talked about the benefits of knowing God through His Word.
我们讲到了借着他的话语, 认识神的益处有哪些。
We've talked about the great dangers of being ignorant of God.
我们也讲论到不认识神对神无知的危险。
And then lastly, we studied some of the promises of God.
最后呢, 我们也看到神的一些应许。
That those who seek Him,
那些寻求他的人,
will be blessed.
一定会蒙福的。
Now remember,
记得,
I said seek Him,
我说寻求他,
not His gifts.
不是他的礼物,
and that's one of the most horrible things that's going on in evangelicalism today.
这是今天福音派圈子里头最可怕的一件事情。
Preachers are promising people material prosperity.
传道人应许听众 物质的丰富，物质的成功。
Because the God of those preachers is their own belly.
因为那些传道人的神就是他们自己的肚腹。
And people go to those churches.
很多人去那种教会。
Because they're hungry for the same thing.
因为他们渴慕的就是世上的事儿。
We do not seek His gifts.
我们求的不是他给我们的恩典与礼物。
We seek His face.
我们乃是寻求他的面。
Because He is worthy.
因为他配得我们的敬拜。
He is the pearl of great price.
他就是那个珍宝，我们要寻求的珍宝。
He is the treasure.
他就是那个宝贝。
And if we have to lose everything in this world,
就算我们失去世上一切所有的,
it's nothing.
算不得什么,
compared to the knowledge of Him.
与认识他的知识相比,
so from tonight when we talk about seeking God,
所以今天当我们讲到寻求神,
I want you to make a distinction.
我要你有一个分别啊,
there are a lot of people seeking God.
今天很多人寻求神,
but not for God's sake.
但是不是为了寻求神而寻求神的,
but because of what some misguided preacher has told them about God.
那是一些被误导的传道人讲一些地上的道理。
Now, we're going to look at something that's very important. The most obvious, one of the most obvious characteristics of the righteous is that they will seek God.
我们会讲的很重要的一件事，这个义人的 一个最重要的一个特征就是义人必须也必定会寻求神。Let's
look in Psalms 27, verse 8.
我们看看27篇诗篇第八节。The
psalmist says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek.
诗人说，你们当寻求我的面。 那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
One of the most outstanding characteristics of the righteous man,
一个义人的其中一个最明显的特征就是,
or the righteous woman,
或者一个公义的姊妹的特征就是,
is that they desire to seek God.
就是他盼望寻求神。
And they do seek God in the word of God and prayer.
而且他借着祷告和读经,
he starts out by saying, when you said, seek my face.
他一开始就说,
now if we just read, when you said,
哦, 当我说, 你说,
we could take it as maybe just a suggestion.
我们可以以为这是个建议而已。
Or an option.
或者一个选择余地。
That God was saying something like this: If you want to seek me.
神在那么说，哎，如果你愿意寻求我的话吗？
But then comes the command.
然后。
Seek my face.
命令是你要寻求我的面，你当寻求我的面。
As we said in the last sermon,
正如我们上篇道说的
，Seeking God is not an option in the Christian life.
在基督徒生命里头，寻求神不是一个选择而已。
It's not a suggestion.
不是一个建议而已。
It is a command.
乃是一个吩咐。
It is something that we are to do.
是我们必须要遵行的命令。
And if we are truly converted, it is something we will want to do.
如果我们真正重生得救，这是我们也愿意去做的。
To seek God.
我们愿意甘心的寻求他。
To seek His face.
寻求他的面。
Not just seeking religion.
不仅是寻求一个宗教信仰而已。
Not just seeking rules.
不仅寻求一些教条教规而已。
But seeking Him as a person.
那是寻求他。他这个位格。
Let me share with you something.
让我跟你分享一些
事。You may have never noticed this before.
也许你从前没有注意到。
But when you go on a church's website, you can really learn a lot about a church on the front page.
如果你到一个网站上去看一个教会的这个头首页的话，你可以学到很多东西。
And I see a trend among evangelicals that's very frightening.
我看到在福音派教会的当中有一个潮流，很吓人的潮流。
You go on the website.
你到他们网站上。
And the first thing you see is a picture of a lot of beautiful people.
你首先呢看到一些啊美丽的这些弟兄姊妹的一照片。
I don't know where they get these people.
我不知道这些人从哪来的。
Because the people in my church aren't that pretty.
因为在我教会那些人长得没那么帅，没那么漂亮。
You see all these young people.
你看这些年轻人。
With beautiful smiles.
还有那个大大的微笑。
And beautiful hair.
那个头发，那个卷卷。
And they're all smiling at you.
都在微笑。
And they're all hugging one another.
彼此相爱。
And then you read.
然后你继续读下去。
Come to our church.
请来我们的教会。
It is an affirming church.
这是一个给你有盼望的教会，有把握的。
An encouraging church.
会鼓励你的教会。
You will find friendships here.
你在这里可以找到友谊。
We'll make a place for you.
我们会使这个地方叫你觉得很舒服。
We've got wonderful things for you and your children.
为你和你的儿女都预备好了美好的事情。
Anybody would want that.
任何人都喜欢去参加这样的教会。
A lost person would want that.
一个失落的人乐意来。
But that's not Christianity.
那不是基督教。
My dear friend Conrad.
亲爱的朋友。
My dear friend Conrad Mbewe.
哦，我在非洲一个朋友叫 Mbewe.
It's from Africa.
从非洲来的一个好朋友。
In my opinion, one of the greatest preachers alive today.
在我的心目中，他是现在活着的一个最伟大的传道人之一。
They call him the Spurgeon of Africa.
他们称他为非洲的斯布珍。
We were preaching together in Europe.
我们一起在欧洲一起讲道。
And this is what he said.
这是那个非洲传道人说的。
When the Apostle Paul started a church.
当使徒保罗开始建立教会的时候。
And he wanted to advertise the church.
他要做广告啊。
It's like he took a big poster.
他就像拿了一个很大的一个广告纸张。
And he wrote on that poster the most scandalous thing that anyone could ever read.
他那个广告上面写的是你最反感的一些事情。
We preach Christ crucified.
我们传讲基督钉十字架。
You Greeks, you seek wisdom.
你们这些希利尼人求的是智慧。
And you Jews, you're looking for signs.
犹太人，你们求的是神迹。
We'll give you nothing of what you want.
我们不给你们所要的东西。
We will preach a bloody Messiah.
我们传讲的是那一位流血的、血淋淋的弥赛亚。
Died on a cross because of your wickedness.
他因着你的邪恶死在十字架上。
And was raised from the dead by the power of God.
他靠着神的大能从死里复活了。
And it is in that message that men are truly converted.
借着这个信息，人才能真正得救。
Evangelicalism has become so twisted.
今天的福音派的教会已经被扭曲了。
So man-centered.
以人为中心，以人为本。
And we have to do all these little tricks.
我们必须要搞这些花样名堂。
Because there is no real power.
因为没有真正的大能。没有能力了。
He says, seek my face.
寻求我的面。
Now when a true believer hears this command, seek my face.
当一个真正的信徒听到这样的吩咐，寻求我的面。
What will happen?
他会怎么样呢？
My heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I will see.
那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面现在我要正要寻求。
And he says, my heart.
他说我的心向你说。
Not necessarily a sense of duty.
不见得是我不得已那么做，不。
But real affection.
那是一个真正的一个渴慕的心。
A real desire to know God.
一个真正愿意认识神的一个欲望。
The heart has been changed.
他的心已经被改变了。
Do you remember in the Old Testament?
你记得吗？在旧约圣经里。
I will take out your heart of stone.
我会把你的石心。
That has no life.
那个没有生命的
That cannot respond to me.
冷冰冰的那不能回应神的心
And I will put in its place a heart of flesh.
我会把它拿走我会用肉心代替实心
A living heart.
一个活着的心
That when I call to it.
所以当我呼召它的时候
It will respond.
它会回应的
Why will it respond?
为什么回应呢
Because it's a new heart.
因为这是一个新的心
Created in the image of God.
是按着神的形象被造的
With righteous affections
里头有这公义的回应公义的感情
Before we're converted
在我们得救之前
Our heart is wicked
我们的心是邪恶的
And it has unrighteous affections
里头有不义的感情
It desires the world
它欲望的是求的是世界
And it hates righteousness
而且恨恶公义
It wants sin
它要的是罪
It feeds on sin
而且喂养的是罪
But the moment a man is born again.
但是一个人一旦重生得救了
He has a new heart.
他有一颗新的心
That old heart.
那个旧的心呢
It had affections that were wicked.
有那个邪恶的情感欲望
And when it saw wickedness.
当他看到那些邪恶的事情
It was drawn to it.
他就被吸引过去了
But the believer.
但是一个信徒
Has a new heart.
有一颗新的心
With new affections.
里头有新的情感
That are righteous.
是正义的公义的情感
And when it sees the righteousness of God.
当他看到神的公义的时候
It's drawn to God.
他就被神吸引过去了
It loves God.
他爱神
Now for every believer.
每一个信徒
We still have the flesh to deal with.
我们在身上仍然有残余的肉体我们要处理
Fallen body,
在这个堕落的身体里
with ingrained habits of sin,
我们里头有根深蒂固的罪啊
That's not who we really are.
但是这不是真正的我们
Who we really are is a new creature.
我们真正的我是在基督里的新造的人
That has new affections.
我们有个新的情感
And the power to say no to the flesh.
我们有能力向肉体说不
And to seek God.
我们可以寻求神了现在
See, that's one of the problems today in churches.
这就今天教会一个问题。
Instead of just giving Christ,
我们不是仅仅把基督给他们。
They give things of the flesh.
他们给的是属肉体的事情给他们。
To draw fleshly men.
来把那些属肉体的人吸引过来。
But here's the problem.
问题就在这儿。
If you use fleshly means to bring in fleshly men,
如果你用属肉体的方法吸引属肉体的人来教会
you will have to continue using fleshly means in order to keep them.
你必须继续用属肉体的方法把他们保持在教会里。
So you see, the power of God resides in the gospel.
你看到神的能力是在福音里的。
The church does not have power because it looks like the world.
教会不是因为教会越像世界就越有能力。
It has power because it's supposed to be completely opposite of the world.
教会有能力因为它跟世界背道而驰。
It is not our likeness, but our distinction.
不是我们跟世界很相像才有能力，是与世界分别为圣才有能力。
That is power.
这是能力。
Righteous man will seek God.
公义的人会寻求神。
Isn't it amazing?
这不是叫人惊讶吗？
Many evangelicals today
今天很多的福音派的
won't go to a church
福音派的人不去教会。
Unless it has great sports activities for the children.
哦，除非这教会里头有很多什么运动啊，这个体育活动啊，孩子们有活动。
Unless the sermon's only 20 minutes long.
除非那个信息只有20分钟，短短的。
Unless there's a lot of community activities they can do together.
除非有很多的社区活动可以一起大家一起参与。
If they don't have that, they won't come.
如果没有这些活动，他们就不来了。
And yet, right now in the Middle East.
那现在在中东。
There are men and women rotting in prison.
有人在监狱里头正在受苦受难。
Everything has been taken away from them.
他们所有的世上的财宝都被剥夺了。
Yet they still praise Christ.
然而他们仍然在感谢赞美基督。
What is the difference?
这有什么不同呢？这两
个。One has truly been converted.
因为一方那边的人真正得救了。
And the other has not.
这些人没有真正得救。
They were brought into a carnal church.
他们被带到一个属肉体的教会。
With a preacher using carnal means.
里头传道人也用属肉体的方法。
And so they continue being carnal.
所以他们继续保守在肉体中。
And if someone doesn't warn them.
如果没有人警告他们的话。
On the day of judgment.
到了审判的日子。
They will hear.
他们就会听见。
Depart from me, I never knew you.
主对他说，离开我去吧，我从来不认识你们。
But God, I worshiped you.
但神啊，我敬拜你啊。
No, you didn't.
你不是在敬拜我。
You worshiped the God you made with your own mind.
你在敬拜一个用你自己的想象创造出来的神。
You never studied my scriptures.
你从来不研读我的话语。
You knew nothing of my holiness.
你不认识我的圣洁。
You knew nothing of my righteousness.
你不认识我的公义。
Your preacher never told you about me.
你的传道人从来不传讲我。
You didn't worship me.
你敬拜的不是我。
And if a preacher, a true preacher, had walked into your church,
如果一个真正属神的传道人来到你教会
and preached the Bible as it truly is,
按着正义分解真理的道的话
you would have hated him.
你就会恨恶他。
You see?
看到吗？
Do you see how important it is to know God?
你看到认识神是何等的重要。
He says, seek my face.
寻求我的面。
Not some church activity.
不是寻求一些教会活动、宗教活动。
Not some prosperity.
不是什么成功神学。
Seek me for me.
寻求我为我的缘故寻求我。
And the righteous will do it.
义人就会寻求他。
Philippians 3:7-8.
腓立比书第三章七到八节。
This is the apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗说的话。
A man of God.
一个属神的人说
And look what he says about his own life.
你看看他是怎么样子论到自己的生活的。
Verse 7, But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted lost for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
七到八节我们同声来读。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
You know what I find amazing?
你知道我发现什么很
？In a lot of churches and evangelistic crusades,
在很多的所谓的布道会跟教会当中呢。
Before the preaching, they'll have people come up and give testimonies.
在讲道人讲道之前呢，很多人会起来做见证嘛。
And it's almost always how Jesus made them a success.
几乎所有的见证都是神如何，耶稣如何使我成功发达。
A businessman gets up.
一个事业家站起来。
I was broke.
我从前我破产了。
I had nothing.
我一无所有了。
Jesus came into my life.
耶稣进到我生命中。
Now I'm a millionaire.
如今我是个百万富翁。
He can do the same for you.
他也可以为你成就同样的事。
A soccer player.
一个打足球员来了。
I wasn't any good.
我从前失败啊。
But I came to know Jesus.
但是我认识了耶稣。
Now I'm playing in the World Cup.
如今我到了世界杯打足球了。
Jesus can do the same for you.
耶稣也可以为你做同样的事。
You know what would really ruin their day?
你知道什么会叫他们垂头丧气吗？
If the Apostle Paul came to give his testimony.
如果使徒保罗来做见证。
Or all the other apostles for that matter.
或者其他的使徒来做见证啊。
Paul would say, before I knew Jesus,
保罗会说, 我认识耶稣之前啊,
I was a success.
我从前很成功,
I was one of the most respected religious leaders in my entire country.
在我整个国家, 我是我的国度当中最成功发达的一个宗教领袖。
I was far above all my contemporaries.
我远远超过我的同辈。
And being a Pharisee,
而且我身为法利赛人,
and being that respected,
我德高望重,
you can pretty much count on the fact Paul was not poor.
你也知道保罗一定不穷,
so he had wealth. He had respect.
他有人的尊重,
he was honored. Everywhere he went.
他所到之处,
and then he says, and then one day,
但有一天,
I met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
大马色的路上我遇见了主耶稣,
and he ruined my life.
他把我一辈子都毁掉了。
I lost everything.
我一无所有了。
I go hungry.
我从此我就受饥了。
I freeze in the winter.
我在冬天受冻。
I burn up in the summer.
我在夏天我受热。
My countrymen hunt me like I was a dog.
我的同胞像狗一样追赶我。
They say I'm not even worthy to live.
他们说我活在世上都不配。
So come to Jesus.
来跟随耶稣,
and he can do the same for you.
他可以为你成就同样的事, 要不要来?
Peter, what do you have to say?
彼得,你有什么话可说?
He's already told me.
他已经告诉我了。
Jesus already told me.
耶稣已经告诉我了。
I'm going to be crucified.
我要被钉十字架。
What about you, John?
约翰呢,你有啥话说?
I'm going to be exiled to the Isle of Patmos.
我要到拔摩岛。 被驱逐出境,
a windy island with nothing but rocks.
在那个充满岩石, 狂风刮的一个孤岛上过, 我的下半辈子。
And Stephen, what is he going to do for you?
斯蒂凡, 耶稣为你做什么呢?
They're going to take really big rocks and kill me with them.
拿大石头把我给砸死。
Do you see how perverted Western Christianity has become?
你看到西方的基督教已经变得何等扭曲了。
And how it's infected the rest of the world.
而且传染到全世界了。
Now God has a determined plan for every believer.
神为每一个信徒的生命都预定了一个美好的计划。
And even many godly people do not suffer the way I've just described.
甚至很多敬虔的 信徒也没有说像这样子受苦受难。
And God can bless.
神的确可以祝福我们。
But how twisted has evangelicalism become?
那是如今的福音派的教会已经变得何等的扭曲啊。
That people are supposedly drawn to Christ by promises of prosperity.
这些人被成功发达丰盛的应许被吸引到。
Paul says, but whatever things were gained to me, those I have counted loss for the sake of Christ.
保罗说,只是先前与我有益的,现在我因基督都当作有损的。
He doesn't say, I've forsaken them.
他没有说,我放弃这些。
Because it's an act of faith and it means I'm going to get more and better stuff.
不是说我放掉这些,我好得到一些更好的物质的享受。
He said, I did it for the sake of Christ.
他说,我为基督放弃这些。
For him, I did it.
因基督,我当作有损。
You see, if I end my life,
你知道,如果我结束我的生命,
which I probably will,
也许我会结束,
in prison,
我在监狱里头结束我的生命,
if I am beaten,
或者我被鞭打,
if my tongue has been ripped out of my head,
如果人家把我的舌头连根拔出来的话,
if all my friends have turned against me,
如果所有我的朋友都离弃我的话,
and my name has been destroyed,
我的名字被人毁谤踩在地底下,
every morning when I awake,
但是每天早上我起来,
it will still be required of me that I praise him.
仍然我需要,我必须要赞美他。
Because he is worthy.
因为他配得我的颂赞。
He has to give me nothing.
他没必要给我任何东西。
Do you know the only thing the Lord Jesus owes me?
你知道,主耶稣欠我的唯一的东西是什么吗?
Hell.
地狱。
Hell.
地狱。
The only thing he owed his apostles was hell. And what do you think I'm going to say next?
你知道我下一句话要说什么吗？
That instead of hell, he gave them heaven?
与其地狱，他给他们天堂吗？
No.
我。
Instead of hell,
取而代之的不是地狱。
He gave them himself.
他把他自己 himself. 他自己给了他们。
Because a true Christian
因为一个真正的基督徒
would rather be in hell with Jesus
宁可在地狱与耶稣同在
than to be in heaven without him
也不要到一个没有耶稣的天堂。
Paul says, I've counted all things lost
保罗说我看万事如粪土
for the sake of Christ
为了基督的缘故。
And then he says, and more than that
他说不但如此。
Paul, what more?
还有什么不但什么?
More than that, I count all things to be lost.
我看万事,我将万事当作有损的。
Not in view of heaven.
不是为了天堂。
But in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ.
那是因我以认识我基督,耶稣基督为至宝。
The surpassing value of knowing him.
认识耶稣基督的那个价值远远超过一切。
You see, all the treasures of God
你知道神的一切的丰盛
are hidden within Christ.
都在基督里隐藏着。
He is the revelation of the glories of God.
耶稣基督是神的荣耀的启示。
All the fullness of deity in bodily form.
神的本性的一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
He is our treasure in heaven.
耶稣基督就是我们天上的至宝。
And to know him.
认识他。
Remember I shared yesterday.
你记得我昨天分享了吗?
That if you were given eternity.
如果神把永恒赐给你
In a perfect creation
在一个完美的创造的世界里
You would sooner or later plead for death
迟早你会求死你受不了
Because even the finest place will eventually become boredom
因为就算最美好的地方到最后会把你闷死
Because it is finite
因为这是有限的
It can be measured
可以衡量的
It has limited glory.
只有有限的荣耀而已。
And sooner or later you will exhaust it.
迟早你会闷死，你会受不了，你会够受够了。
But God is infinite.
然而神是无限的。
His glory is infinite.
他的荣耀是无限的。
The reason why heaven after 1,000 eternities never becomes boring.
为什么天堂一千个永恒之后也不会把你闷倒的话?
It's because we will never know God in His fullness.
因为我们永远不能够完全地认识这位丰盛的神。
All of eternity, we will be chasing Him down.
在永恒的里面我们会不断地寻求他。
And after 1,000 eternities,
就算一千个永恒之后,
we will not even reach the foothills of the Everest of His glory.
我们也不会到喜马拉山脚的他的荣耀的山脚下。
Every day, greater knowledge of him.
每一天更大的荣耀，他的荣耀。
Exploding in greater worship of him.
会使我导致我们更大的敬拜。
And greater delight of him.
我们会更加的喜悦他，爱他。
In light of that.
因此。
Do you think I'm even going to spend a second talking about material prosperity?
你想我会花一秒钟讲的物质的丰盛吗？成功神学吗？
Never.
提都不提。
And he says, Jesus Christ, my Lord.
他说耶稣基督我主。
Oh, church.
教会啊。
You say a word so often.
你说这个字常常说这个字
That it loses its meaning
你习以为常了 它失去它的意义了
Lord
主啊
Of all
万主之主
Of you
主啊
Of angels
天使的主
Of worlds without end
全世界宇宙的主
Lord
主宰
He commands the stars
他吩咐这些天上的 万象
And they bow before him
万象都向他敬拜。
He commands the planets to move in an orbit.
他吩咐天上的星球按着轨道而行。
And they worship him.
他们就敬拜他。
He commands the mountains to be lifted up.
他吩咐这些山要被挪移。
And they stand.
他们就站起来。
He tells the sea, you will come to this point and you will not come further.
他吩咐大海，大浪啊，你到此为止，不可越界，他就停住。
And the sea cries out, so be it, Lord.
大海就立刻说，我遵命，我停止。
And then he looks at you and says, come.
然后他看到你说来。
And you say, no.
说不。我不来。
Lord.
主。
Lord.
主。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
为他我已经丢弃万有。
Paul, does that bother you?
保罗 你丢弃万事叫你难过吗
that you've lost everything?
你失去一切所有难过吗
He says, I count them but rubbish.
他说我看作粪土
That's a nice way of putting it.
这是一个很好的方法来表达粪土
Rubbish.
粪土
Give me the world.
你给我全世界
It's garbage.
不过是垃圾
The Puritans used to say this.
清教徒曾经说
That if you're truly converted,
如果你真正重生得救
you have a new nature.
你就会有个新的本性。
Because of that new nature,
因着这个新的本性
if you were given the world,
就算全世界都给了你
it could not satisfy you.
你都不会满足的。
And if the world was taken away from you,
就算全世界都被从你身上剥夺走了。
It could not sadden you.
你也不会伤心。
Because you're now a new creature.
因为你如今是一个新造的人。
So high.
你如今的身份如此高贵。
That only God can satisfy.
唯独神能够满足你。
And the rest of it's rubbish.
一切所有都是粪土。
But what are the preachers doing today?
在今天的传道人干啥?
In America.
在美国。
In China.
在中国。
In Asia.
在亚洲。
Europe.
在欧洲。
Africa.
非洲。
Around the world.
全世界。
Many of them, what are they doing?
很多传道人干的是啥呢?
Building gigantic churches.
在建造华美的大教堂。
How?
怎么建造?
By promising people the very thing the Apostle Paul said was rubbish.
怎么建造?借着应许这些人,保罗看为粪土的东西应许给他们。
Think about it.
想想。
If I put a bucket of garbage here,
如果我放一箱垃圾在这儿,
none of you will be tempted to eat it.
你们都不会受试探要吃垃圾吧?
Because you're a human being.
因为你们是我们是人类嘛。
There are just certain things you can't even force yourself to eat.
有些东西你不能强迫自己去碰嘛。
If I bring a pig into this building,
那如果我把一只猪带到这个房子来,
and I say let him go,
我说放了他吧,
he will run here,
这条猪马上就飞到这儿来,
and he will eat,
马上就会吃垃圾。
If you call yourself a Christian,
如果你自称是基督徒,
and yet you run to these kind of preachers,
然而你要奔向这种给垃圾吃的传道人的话,
to eat those kind of things,
吃那种玩意儿的话,
then you do not have a regenerate nature,
你就没有一个真正的重生的本性了。
Let's go, and now we're going to look at some of the most obvious characteristics.Of the wicked.
好，我们要看看恶人的一些最明显的特征有哪一些。
Job 21:14 and 15.
约伯二十一章十四到十五节。
Job 21:14.
二十一章十四节。
He's talking about the wicked.
他在谈论那些恶人。
They say to God, "Depart from us."
他们对神说离开我们吧
We do not even desire the knowledge of your ways
我们不愿意晓得你的道
Who is the Almighty that we should serve him?
全能者是谁我们何必侍奉他呢
And what would we gain if we entreat him?
求告他有什么益处呢
Depart from us
离开我们去吧
You know
你知道吗
Man can tell God depart from us
人可以告诉神，离开我们去吧。
But he can't make God depart from us.
但是他不能使神离开我们。
But Christ will one day tell the wicked, depart from me.
但是基督有一天会告诉那些恶人，你离开我去吧。
And then he will make them depart.
而且会使他们离开。
Have you ever heard preachers say this?
你们听过传道人这么说过。
God doesn't throw anybody in hell.
哦，神不会把人丢到地狱去的。
They go there on their own free will.
是他们自愿去的。
Obviously, you've not read your Bible if you believe that.
如果你相信他们的话，你就没有好好读圣经。
What did Jesus say to his disciples?
耶稣对他门徒怎么说？
Don't fear those Roman soldiers.
不要怕那些罗马士兵。
Now Rome was the greatest army in the world.
你知道当时罗马有世界最强大的军队。
Those soldiers were immoral.
那些士兵是非常不道德的。
They enjoyed killing people.
他们喜欢杀人。
And Jesus says, "Don't fear them."
耶稣说不要怕他们。
He says, "I'll tell you who to fear."
耶稣说我告诉你应该惧怕谁。
They can only kill your body.
他们只能杀你的身体。
But God can kill your body.
但是神不仅杀你身体。
And throw your soul in hell.
还把你的灵魂丢在地狱里。你要怕他。
The wicked says, "Depart from us."
恶人说离开我们吧。
God laughs.
神笑话他们。
So we do not even desire the knowledge of your ways.
他们说我们不愿晓得你的道。
Why?
为什么？
Why would they not desire God's ways?
为什么他们不愿意晓得神的道？
Here's why.
告诉你为什么。
Because God's ways are good.
因为神的道是美善的。
Say, well, that doesn't seem right.
这不太对劲儿。
Why would someone reject God's ways because they're good?
为什么神的道是美善的，我们就要拒绝他的道呢？
Because they're evil.
因为他们是邪恶的。
Why does man reject God?
为什么人会拒绝上帝？
I mean, show me one thing he's done wrong.
你给我一个证据，神做错什么事？
Show me one of his laws that are evil.
或者他的任何的律法是邪恶的，给我一个例子。
Why do men reject God?
那为什么人要拒绝神呢？
Because God is good.
因为神是良善的。
And men are not.
人不良善。
I was speaking one time at a university in Europe.
有一次我在欧洲的一间大学讲道。
And the students were not Christians.
这些听众不是信徒啊。
And some of them were very hostile.
有些学生非常的反感我。
And one of them basically said this.
其中一个基本他说的是
You're trying to oppress us with these laws from God.
你用神的律法在压迫我们，他说，在逼迫我们。
I said, oppress you?
我说我在逼迫你。
Okay.
好。
Which one of these laws oppress you?
这些律法哪一条律例叫你受逼迫，受压抑？
And keeps you from doing what you want to do.
叫你不愿意，不能做你愿意做的事。
Is it the one that says, don't murder?
是不是说不可杀人，是吧？
Is that the one that oppresses you?
这个有没有辖制你，压制你，有没有？
Or is it the one that says, don't take your neighbor's wife?
或者那一条说不可以偷你的邻舍的妻子。
Or is it the law that says, don't lie?
或者那条说不可撒谎。
Or is it the one that says, don't covet what your neighbor has?
或者说不可贪心你的邻舍的东西，是不是
这一条？ Which one is it?
哪一条叫你受压抑？
And if these kind of laws oppress you,
如果这样的律法叫你受压抑，受辖制。
There were about 300 people in the audience.
当时大概有300多个人在听到。
I said, if these kind of laws oppress you,
如果这样的律法压制你，辖制你，约束你的话，
then maybe we need to call the police.
也许我们要叫警察来。
Because you sound to me like a very dangerous person.
听起来你像个很危险的人物。
Think about it.
你想想。
And for some of you young people, let me say this.
你们这年轻人，让我说两句话。
Some of these other young men were beginning to laugh and things.
这些其他的年轻人也许在笑话。
And they were mocking the idea of God's laws and righteousness.
他们在笑话神的律法，神的公义。
So I said, you young men.
我说你们这年轻人。
It's Friday night.
今晚是礼拜五晚。
It's about 8:30.
现在八点半大概。
What are you going to do after you leave here?
你离开这儿你要干啥？八点半以后。
Isn't it true you're going to go to bars tonight?
是不是今晚你要去酒吧？
You're going to go to discos tonight.
你要去跳舞。
And why are you going to go there?
为什么去那些地方?
You're going there to hunt.
你到那里去打猎。
Aren't you?
对不对?去打猎。
You're going there to find a girl.
你到那儿去找个女孩,去找刺激。
Not to make a commitment.
不是为了要把委身于这个女孩。
Not to love her.
不是去爱她。
Not to honor her father.
不是去尊重她的父母亲。
You're going there to hunt her.
你到那儿你去猎取她。
And then brag about it tomorrow morning, aren't you?
然后明天早上你就要夸口了,我干了啥事。
Look at what kind of people you are.
看看你们是什么样的人啊。
You see that?
看到没有?
We say it's liberty.
我们说是自由。
No, it's not.
不，这不是自由。
It's the behavior of an animal.
这是动物的、牲畜的行动。
And that's what men have become.
人已经变成这个德性。
Again, Conrad and Bewe.
哦，再说一次，这个非洲传道人。
He said one time in a sermon.
有一次他在讲道中这么说的。
In Africa.
他说在非洲。
We are not afraid of animals.
我们不怕牲畜、动物。
We are afraid of men.
我们怕的是人，不怕野兽，怕人。
Think about it.
想想。
I was born in the country.
我生在一个国家。
And I was hunting when I was nine.
当我九岁的时候，我在打猎。
I'm not afraid to go into any forest.
我不怕进入任何的丛林打猎。
But I wouldn't want to walk alone down the streets of some of this part of the city.
但是我不敢到这个城市洛杉矶的一些街道上一个人单独走。
The wicked do not want to know God.
那邪恶的人不愿意认识神。
Because he's good.
因为神是良善的。
And he says, who is the Almighty that we should serve him?
十五节他说全能者是谁我们何必侍奉他呢
Whenever someone tells me they're an atheist,
当有人告诉我他是无神论者的时候
I say, no, you're not.
我说不你不是真无神论
I said, yes, I am.
我说是我是无神论
No, you're not.
不你不是
Yes, I am.
是我是
No, you're not.
不你不是
The Bible does not acknowledge atheism.
圣经不承认有真正的无神论者
Nor does it affirm that there are atheists.
也不承认有无神论的
It says all men know God.
圣经说所有的人都知道有神
But they suppress the knowledge of God.
他们乃是阻挡认识神的知识
They hold it down.
他们把它压抑下去
Because it afflicts their conscience and they don't want to feel it.
因为神的知识叫他们的良心受谴责所以他们不愿意去承认他
Or they say, I'm an atheist because intellectually I can't accept this God.
他们说我是个无神论者因为从理性上我不能够接受这位神的存在。
I say, there you go again.
我说你看你看又来了。
You're not telling the truth.
你说的不是实话。
Your problem is not intellectual.
你真正的问题不是理性上的问题。
It's moral.
那是道德的问题。
You will believe that a zebra painted his own stripes on his own back.
你会认为一只斑马自己给自己的身上涂上斑点油漆。
You believe that something so complex we can't even come close to understanding created itself out of nothing.
你认为这些这么复杂的东西像眼睛是自动无中生有自己产生的。
And you do all of that.
你竟然相信这些东西。
Because you do not want to submit to your creator.
因为你不愿意顺服你的造物主。
As one atheist said,
正如一位无神论者说的
said, I must accept evolution.
我必须接纳进化论
Because the only other option is a creator God.
因为要不然我就必须要相信一位创造主的存在
And I cannot accept that.
我不能接受神的存在
So I must accept evolution by faith.
所以我没有选择余地我有凭着信心接纳进化论
It's a moral problem.
看到是一个道德问题
Who is the Almighty that we should serve him?
全能者是谁我们何必侍奉他呢
And what will we gain if we entreat him?
我们求告他有什么益处呢
There's two things that come out here.
这里有两件事
First of all, they're not seeking him for himself.
首先他们不是因着他的缘故来寻求他
But all they're concerned about is what will we get out of it.
他们所关心的是我可以从中得什么益处
And then secondly, they're demonstrating a lack of faith.
第二他们在显明他们缺乏信心
And that always means they're saying God is not faithful.
换言之他们在说神不信实
Why is that?
为什么
He won't do anything.
因为他能做什么呢
He won't fulfill his promises.
他不会成全他的应许
He's not true.
他说的话不是真的
But now let's look at this and apply it to us.
好，我们现在应用在我们自己身上。
Apply it to evangelicals.
应用在我们这些福音派的基督徒身上。
Depart from us, we do not even desire the knowledge of your ways.
Sorry.
Depart from us.
好，离开我们去吧，我们不晓得你的道，不愿晓得你的道。
Now you say, I don't know an evangelical who would say that.
我不认识个福音派的人会说这样的话，十四节。
How many evangelicals do you know that never study the Word of God?
多少的所谓福音派的信徒从来不研读神的话。
The Word of God has no place.
对他们来说，神的话语无足轻重。
And they purposely select a church.
他们故意选一个教会。
Where it's more given to entertainment than teaching of Scripture.
这个教会里头不喜欢传讲神的道，只喜欢这些娱乐节目。
Or if Scripture is taught,
或者也教一些圣经啊。
It's taught in a perverted way.
但是是扭曲的教导圣经。
So that you can get your best life now.
好叫你今天活在最美好的生活中。
But the knowledge of God is not taught.
但是却不教导有关神的知识，认识神的事。
Think about it.
想想。
And then it says, Who is the Almighty that we should serve Him?
十五节，全能者是谁？我们何必侍奉他呢？
Many evangelical churches around the world,
今天世界各地的所谓福音派教会，
they're not really a church.
他们其实不是真正的教会。
It's like an event.
他们其实是在演节目。
Sunday morning is an event.
礼拜日是一个，又是一个节目，演节目的日子。
The right kind of people at the door.
那些要来的人都来了。
The right kind of building.
这个正确的房子，他们喜欢的房
子。The right kind of attitude.
喜欢的心态。
The right kind of coffee shop.
喜欢的这个咖啡屋。
The right kind of music.
他们所喜欢的这些音乐。
Everything designed.
一切都设计好了。
To entertain.
使他们得一些娱乐。消遣。
To tantalize.To excite people.
好叫这些人兴奋一下。
There's one church in the area where I live.
我住的那个地方有个教会啊。
And they, underneath their slogan, it says, fun and real.
他们的一个标语就是，来这儿为了好玩，为了真正的好玩。
Another thing they say often.
他们还有一个广告。
Short sermons.
短短的信息，短讲。
We promise you short sermons.
我们应许你只给你短讲。
And a rockin' band.
还有摇滚乐。
So see, we can even see this within evangelicalism.
你看没有，在福音派里头也有这样的事儿啊。
It's not a man of God teaching the people of God how to serve God.
不是一个属神的人教导属神的百姓如何服侍神。
It's not teaching the people of God how to reject the world and count the cost.
不是要不惜代价弃绝世界，不。
It's me church.
那是以自我中心的教会。
And then, what would we gain if we entreat him?
那我们求告他有什么益处呢？
Men that are called evangelical.
这些自称是福音派的人。
Standing in pulpits.
站在讲台上。
Screaming to heaven.
向天呼求。
Show me the money!
哦，给我钱。
Brothers.
弟兄们。
When true Christians come together,
当真正的基督徒聚在一块儿。
Who really love Jesus.
他们真正爱耶稣。
There may be some...Even doctrinal differences among them.
我们当中也许也有些教义上的不同，没问题。
But Christ will be the center.
然而基督仍然是我们的中心。
We're not saying that someone has to believe exactly like us to be Christian.
我们不是说别人必须跟我信的一模一样才是基督徒，不是这个意思。
But we're not talking about minor things.
但我们讲的不是这些次要的事儿，小事儿。
We're talking about crazy things.
我们讲的是大事儿。
That are going on.
这些乱七八糟的事正在发生在我们当中。
Things that blaspheme God.
这些亵渎神的事儿。
And bring no honor to Christ.
使基督不得荣耀的事。
Now let's go to Psalms 14, 1 and 3.
我们再看诗篇十四篇二到三节。
The The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
14章第1节, 愚顽人心里说, 没有神, 他们都是邪恶, 行了可憎恶的事, 没有一个人行善, 耶和华从天上垂看世人, 要看有明白的没有, 有寻求神的没有, 他们都偏离正路, 一同变为污秽, 并, 没有行善的, 连一个也没有。
The fool has said in his heart,
愚顽人心里说,
Now, fool in the Bible is a moral term.
愚顽人在圣经里头是一个道德的名词。
It's not referring to someone who has an inability to understand.
不是说这个人弱智或者没有智商很低啊,
but it's given to a person who knows what is true, but refuses to do it.
那是指着一个明明知道什么是对的,却不愿意去遵行的人。
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
愚顽人心里说, 没有神。
Why is he a fool?
为什么他是个愚顽人?
Because he knows there is a God.
因为他明明知道有一位神。
Then why does he reject God?
为什么他拒绝神呢?
They are corrupt, they have committed abominable deeds, there is no one who does good.
因为他们都是邪恶的,行而可憎的事, 没有一个行善的。
Again, men reject God.
再次, 人拒绝神,
because God is good.
因为神是美善的,
and that contradicts what man desires.
这与他们所要的是违背的。
Now I want you to see something from this truth that applies to us.
我要你看看这个跟我们息息相关的这个一些应用真理。
If you do not read the Bible because it makes you uncomfortable,
如果你因着读圣经叫你不舒服, 你就不读的话,
or you go to hear preaching because it makes you comfortable,
或者你去听人家讲道, 你听了以后觉得舒服,
there's a problem.
你就有问题了。
See, one of the reasons wicked men do not come to Christ,
你知道, 这些邪恶的人为什么他们不来到主面前, 其中一个原因,
it's because he contradicts them.
因为神,
He tells them they're wrong.
神告诉他们你错了,
and they do not want that.
他们不愿意听,
the righteous.
而义人呢?
They come to Christ.
他们来到主面前, 基督面前,
and when he tells them they're wrong,
当神告诉他你错了,
although the knowledge will hurt,
尽管这样的认识叫他们不好受,
they receive it,
他们仍然谦卑听领,
because they know the goodness of their master,
因为他们知道他们的主是良善的,
and they want to be changed,
他们愿意改变,
they do not want to be the same,
他们不愿意总是我行我素继续这样。
It's always amazing,
叫人惊讶。
I can go to a church,
我可以到一个教会,
and they ask me to preach on the radical depravity of man.
他们叫我教导人的本性的败坏。
And you know what's amazing?
你知道叫人惊讶的是,
in the same church,
在同一个教会里头,
some people walk away angry.
有些人会气愤愤地离开。
But another group,
那另外一群人呢,
stays in the church,
留在教会里,
rejoicing.
欢喜快乐。
What's the difference?
为什么会有这样的不同呢?
Those who left,
那些离开的,
are offended,
他们起了反感,
because their self-righteousness was attacked,
因为他们的自义受到攻击了。
But the group that's there rejoicing,
但是留在那儿欢喜快乐的人呢,
they're rejoicing because Christ has been exalted,
因为基督得了荣耀, 所以他们欢喜快乐。
This is their thinking,
这是他们的想法。
If I'm such a great sinner,
如果我是这样的大罪人,
then Christ must be a great Savior.
那么基督一定是位伟大的救主。
Praise His name.
感谢主的名。
And if through my darkness, Christ is exalted, glory be to Christ.
如果借着我的黑暗邪恶, 基督得荣耀, 愿基督得荣耀。
See the difference?
基督被高举, 看到这个不同没有?
Now, this message has been a little hard.
这篇信息有一点厉害啊。
But what you need to understand is this.
但是你需要明白的是,
we live in very strange times.
我们今天活在一个很奇怪的时代里。
where the name of Christ means so many different things.
基督的名对很多人来说都是不同的事情。
So many twisted ideas about God.
人对神有很多扭曲的观点和认识。
And tonight is a wake-up call to you.
今天对你来说是一个敲醒警钟。
To do what?
干什么？
To study the scriptures.
要好好研读圣经。
Not just to find little promises to make you prosper.
不是找到一些应许叫你成功发达的应许。
But to seek out to know who is this God.
乃是寻求到底他是什么样一位神。
And who am I?
我算老几。
Before him.
我在他面前我算什么。
To know God.
来认识他。
Now I want you to think about something.
我要你好好考虑。
And I've said it a countless times in the last 2 days.
过去两天我讲了很多次了。
If you're a Christian,
如果你是基督徒,
you will agree,
你会同意我的。
That knowing who God is the greatest knowledge there is.
认识神是谁是世上最大的知识,最大的事情。
It's the most important knowledge there is.
这是全世界最重要的认识和知识。
And to be without that knowledge is most dangerous.
如果对神无知的话是最危险的事。
Yet in all your years in a church,
然而在你教会里混了那么多年的日子里,
how many sermons have you heard on the attributes of God?
你听了多少有关神的属性的信息呢?
How many sermons have you heard on His holiness?
你听了有关神的圣洁的信息有多少呢?
On His righteousness.
神的公义的信息有多少呢?
On His sovereignty.
神的主权的信息有多少?
His love.
神的慈爱的信息。
His beauty.
他的荣美的信息。
His wrath.
他的愤怒的信息。
His anger.
他的恨恶的信息。
How many sermons have you heard on the compassion of God?
你听了多少有关神的怜悯的信息?
How many sermons have you heard on the hatred of God?
神的对罪的恨恶、忌邪的心的信息。
My question is this.
我的问题是。
What are we doing?
我们在干啥啊我们。
If in all our teaching, we're not teaching people about who God is.
如果在我们所有的教导中没有教导到底神是谁的话。
And could that explain why evangelicalism has gone so astray?
这就解释了为什么今天的福音派教会已经偏离了正道。
If you want to take over a righteous nation,
如果你要使一个公义的国度倾覆的话，
you only have to do a couple of things.
你只要做几件事。
First of all,
首先，
make the generations ignorant of their history.
使这一代人对他们过去的历史一无所知。
And then invent a new history.
然后创新一个发明一个新的历史记录。
And then convince them it's always been this way.
然后告诉他们，哎，从前就这样的。
Something of that has happened in Christianity.
今天在基督教里头，同样的事情正在发生。
Some people will sometimes say to me, but you're preaching things I've never heard before.
今天有些人跟我说，你讲的道我从来没听过。
Well, that's scary.
吓人啊。
Because who am I?
我算老几啊，因为。
If I'm preaching new things.
如果我在创新，讲一些新道理。
That's dangerous.
很危险的。
But here's what you need to understand.
但你需要明白。
I'm not preaching new things.
我所传讲的不是一些新鲜的。
This is not something I discovered.
这不是我发明的，发现的。
I just read old books.
我不过读一些古老的书，古旧的书。
If you look at church history,
如果你去查考教会历史的记录,
you look at the Reformation,
你看看那个改革的宗教改革的历史,
if you look at the great men and preachers throughout the history of the church,
你看看教会历史上这些伟大的传道人,
you will discover that they were preaching these things every day.
你会发现他们天天都在传讲我现在所传讲的道理。
You see?
看到没有？
The Bible is the only infallible word of God.
圣经是唯独的无误的神的话语。
But no man's interpretation of the Bible is infallible.
但是没有人对圣经的解释是十全十美的。
So if I'm standing here and saying these things, how do I know I'm right?
所以我站在讲台上我讲这些我怎么知道我讲的是对的呢?
Or at least how can I have assurance that I'm right?
或者我怎么会有把握知道我说的是正确的呢?
Well, there's a principle of Bible hermeneutics.
你知道解经学有一个原则。
That's the science of studying the Bible.
这就是解经的原则。 解经学的原则。
And that principle is this.
原则乃是。
Once you have come to your conclusion with regard to the meaning of a text,
一旦你对这段经文的意思下了个结论，
you should go back into church history.
你应该回到教会历史上。
And compare your interpretation.
然后比较你的结论。
To the long line of godly men and women who believe the Bible.
你要看到这一脉相承的对圣经的解释，你要比较一下你自己的结论，比较一下。
And if they all agree,
如果都是一脉相承都同意的话，
but they all disagree with you,
那他们都同意，但是却跟你的结论不一样的话，
then who's probably wrong?
那也许谁错了？
You are.
你错了，对不对？
I am.
我错了，对不对？
But if you go back into church history,
但如果你回到教会历史，
And you find that the greatest preachers,
你发现那最伟大的传道人
the greatest theologians,
最伟大的神学家
were all in agreement,
跟你都一致
and they agree with you,
也跟你一致
then you're in a pretty good class,
那么也许你跟他们一脉相承 你跟他们是一样的都是对的
go back into church history,
回到教会历史
You'll find hardly anything like what we're seeing today.
你根本看不到我们今天教会里头看到的东西。
Oh, there's a lot of noise.
我今天很多的噪音啊。
There's a lot of dust being kicked up.
一大堆灰尘啊，乱七八糟的。
There's a lot of huge churches.
有很多大教会。
But when you compare their teaching and their practice to the scriptures.
但是如果你比较他们的教导跟圣经一比较的话。
And when you compare their teaching And their practice to the Christians of church history.
他们的教义，他们的做法跟教会历史上一脉相承的教会相比的话，
you will find that they have little in common.
你会发现今天的教会跟从前的大相庭径，完全不同。
Let me just give you a secular illustration.
让我给你一个世上的比喻。
It's just gives you an idea of how you can be so lost in your own culture, in your own generation.
就会让你看到你在你自己的文化、自己的世代当中，你是何等的失落。
Now I'm not saying it's good or bad to go to the beach.
我不是说去海滩好还是坏哦，不是在评论啊。
But I want you just to realize something.
但我要你明白一件事啊。
What Christians wear to the beach.
今天在海滩上基督徒所穿的那种衣服。
At this time in history,
在这个时代历史的这个时代所穿的
Christians,
基督徒穿的游泳衣哦。
If someone had wore the same thing only 50 years ago,
如果有人五十年前穿同样的游泳衣服
and gone out in public,
在公开这样彰显的话
they would have been arrested by the secular authorities.
他们会被世界的权柄给抓起来逮捕
because what they were doing,
因为他们所做的。
Would be considered either criminal or insane.
在人眼里，要不就是发疯了，要不就是不道德。
Now that's a fact.
这是事实，五十年前。
So what I'm trying to say to you.
所以我要讲的是。
Things have changed.
现在时代改变了，对不对？
So what Christians do today.
那基督徒今天所做的事。
Only 50 or 75 years ago would have been considered criminal.
50或75年前在世人眼里都是犯罪的行为。
Or insane.
或者疯掉的行为。
By even the secular unbelieving authorities.
甚至不信主的社会上的人都会认为这是疯了或是不道德。
Doesn't that concern you?
难道这个不叫你关心吗？担心吗？
How far we've fallen.
我们如今已经堕落到什么地步啊？
We have fallen that far ethically.
我们从道德上已经堕落到这个余地。
We have fallen theologically.
我们的神学上已经堕落到这个地步。
And the only way to recover.
唯一复兴的方式途径。
Is the way the church has always recovered.
就是教会一贯的复兴的途径。
Not by inventing something new.
不是再发明一些新的玩意儿。
But by going back to the old,
乃是回到那古旧的道路。
Search out the old ancient paths,
寻求那条古道。
And walk in them,
而且行在其中。
And with regard to the power of God,
关乎神的大能。
Do you really think having the correct praise band
你真以为有那个正确的赞美团？
Is the manifestation of the power of God?
就在彰显神的荣耀，诗歌赞美团。
Do you not read scripture?
难道你不读圣经吗？
The more we try to help God,
你越想要帮神的忙，
the less power we will see.
我们就看到越少的能力。
And the more we abandoned all those works of the flesh,
我们越放弃那肉体的工作。
And we stand before the giant,
我们站在那大巨人面前。
With only the smooth stones of the gospel,
是拿着那滑溜的福音的石头。
Only that way can we win.
唯独这样我们才能得胜。
Men of God,
属神的人
They're not businessmen.
我们不是做生意的。
They don't sit up all day and night trying to figure out strategies to make people do what they want.
我们不是整天到晚找一些方法、一些技巧叫人家来信。
They stay up all night in prayer.
他们乃是整晨晚上的祷告。
That the power of God might fall upon a place.
好叫神的大能能够倾倒下来。
They don't study marketing books.
他们不是学那些市场经济学。
To learn how to attract people.
用这些经济学来吸引人来教会。不。
They study the word of God.
他们乃是研读神的话。
In order to know what to tell people.
好知道传讲什么信息。
And finally.
最后。
A man of God will love people.
一个属神的人会爱人。
But he's not a man of the people.
但是他不是人人喜欢的人。
He doesn't go to people to find out what they want to hear.
他不是到人面前来听听他们的意见，你们喜欢听什么？不。
He goes to God's word to find out what God wants to say.
他乃是回到神的话语来明白神要他说些什么。
Remember the old prophet.
记得那从前的先知。
He said, "The God before whom I stand."
他说，在耶和华面前，我所侍立的耶和华面前。
He didn't stand with men.
他不是站在人面前。
He didn't spend his time with men.
他不是花时间在人当中。
He spent his time with God.
他花时间在神面前。
So that when he was with men, it would really matter.
所以当他来到人面前的话，他的话就有分量。
Do you know Christ?
你认识基督吗?
Do you know him?
你认识他吗?
As the one who shed his blood,
那位为我们流血,
as the one who carried your sin,
那位担当我们的罪,
as the one who was crushed by his own father,
那位被他父所压伤的,
under the wrath of God,
在父神的愤怒之下被压伤的那位,
so that God's justice would be satisfied,
好叫父神的公义得到满足,
and God's wrath appeased,
当父神的愤怒被减除了, 被消除了,
so that God might maintain his justice,
好叫神保持他的公义,
while at the same time pardoning the wicked,
同时能够赦免恶人。
Do you know Jesus Christ?
你认识耶稣基督吗?
Who was raised from the dead on the third day?
第三天从死里复活的基督。
Who ascended into heaven?
他升上高天。
And sat down at the right hand of God.
坐在父神的右边的那位。
Who is King of Kings?
他是万王之王。
And Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
Who saves sinners?
他拯救罪人。
And kills them.
而且杀了他们。
Who saves nations?
他拯救列邦列国。
And swallows them up in judgment.
同时也在审判中把他们吞灭掉。
Do you know this kind of God?
你认识的是这样一位神吗?
If you say yes,
如果你说是的,
then my next question is,
那我下一个问题是,
does he know you?
他认识你吗?
As I said yesterday,
正如我昨天所说的,
if I go to the White House,
如果我到白宫去,
and try to get in,
我设法要进去,
and they stop me,
他们会阻止我,
and I say, no, you don't understand.
我说, 你不明白啊,
I know President Obama.
我认识奥巴马总统,
they're not letting me in.
他们也不会让我进去,
but if President Obama walks out of the White House,
如果奥巴马总统从白宫出来,
And he points to me.
他指向我。
And he says, that's Paul Washer.
哎，那是保罗·华许。
I know him.
我认得他。
Come on.
来来，请进，请进。
Let him go.
让他来。
I'm going in.
我就进去了。
You know Jesus.
你认识耶稣。
Does Jesus know you?
但耶稣认识你吗？
And when he says, depart from me, I never knew you.
当他说离开我去吧，从不认识你。
The word in Greek is ginosko.
在希腊文是这个字。
But it comes from the Hebrew idea of more than just knowledge.
在希伯来文哦，那个原文的意思是不仅是知识，头脑知识。
Intimacy.
乃是一个
friendship,
亲密的关系，一个友谊的关系。
Communion.
一个交通的邻里的关系。
And what he's saying is this.
他所说的是哎，
depart from me.
离开我去吧。
We weren't friends.
我们不是朋友。
We didn't commune together.
我们没有邻里的交通。
You didn't walk with me.
你没有与我同行。
You didn't serve me.
你没有服侍我。
You didn't call on my name.
你没有呼求我的名。
You're a worker of iniquity.
你是作恶的。
You lived as though I never gave you a law to obey.
你就像没有我没有给你律法一样的生活，无法无天的生活。
Depart from me.
离开我去吧。
I never knew you.
我从来就不认识你。
Do you know Christ?
你认识基督吗？
You say, well, I repented and believed.
我已经悔改相信了。
Are you still repenting?
你现在是否正在悔
改？ Are you still believing?
你正在相信吗？
Because the evidence that you repented and believed a long time ago.
因为你从前曾经悔改相信的证据就是
is that you're still repenting and believing
today. 你现在此时此刻今天还在悔改还在相信。
Is your life changed?
你的生命改变了吗？更新了吗？
Is it continually changing?
是否正在不断的改变呢？
And when you sin,
当你犯罪，
do you sense the convicting work of the Holy Spirit?
你是否感到圣灵在扎你的心，在
And does your own nature feel nauseous?
是不是你自己的本性感到痛心?
Because it's a new nature that can't bear sin.
因为这是一个新的本性，不能够再容忍犯罪了。
Would you describe your life as broken and contrite?
你会不会形容你的生命是那忧伤痛悔的心呢?
Do you mourn over your failures?
你是不是因着你的失败而难过呢?
And then do you rejoice in the grace of God?
你是不是在神的恩典里头欢喜快乐呢?
Do you love to be with the people of God?
你愿意跟神的百姓在一块吗?
Not the pretty ones in the picture.
不是那个教会的那个美好的照片里是那些人。
The people of God.
那是真正神的百姓。
Talking about God.
他们在讲论神的事。
Serving God.
在服侍神。
Fellowship is not watching the Super Bowl with your church friends.
交通，组里的交通不是跟你朋友一起去看那个 Super Bowl， 看那个。
World Cup,
世界杯的那个足球杯的演赛，这个不叫交通，比赛不是。
Fellowship is when Christ is at the very center of everything.
交通是基督是一切的中心。
So I don't know him.
你说我不认识他。
Then cry out to him.
你就要向他呼求。
Seek him in the scriptures.
要借着圣经寻求他的面。
Seek him and you will find him.
你寻求他就必寻见他。
But know this.
但你要知道。
The power of God in salvation is the gospel.
在神的大能，在拯救，就是这福音，福音是神的大能，要拯救人的。
God is holy.
神是圣洁。
You have sinned.
但你犯罪了。
The wrath of God abides upon you.
神的愤怒正在你的头上。
But this same God extends to you peace.
但是同一位神要赐给你平安。
If you will acknowledge your sinful state,
只要你承认你这个罪恶。
If in your heart you notice a change,
如果从你的心中你看到改变了。
That you hate the sin you once loved,
你现在恨恶你从前所爱的罪。
And you now love the God you once ignored,
你现在爱那你从前忽略的神。
And you want to be saved,
你愿意得救。
Then believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
那你就要相信主耶稣基督。
Throw away all hope in everything else,
你要抛弃一切对其他事物的指望。
And trust in him.
唯独信靠基督。
And he who trusts in him will not be disappointed.
那信靠他的人必不至羞愧。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his only son.
甚至将他独生子赐给他。
That whoever believes in him.
叫一切信他的。
Should not perish but have everlasting life.
不至灭亡反得永生。
You don't have to go to hell.
你没有必要下地狱。
But you do have to repent and believe.
但你必须要悔改相信他。
And if you have repented and believed,
如果你已经悔改相信了
the evidence will be a change.
那证明就是你的生命会改变。
And a pressing on to know the Lord.
而且继续不断的竭力的追求认识他。
And you will have assurance of salvation.
你就会有得救的凭据
In the fact that your life is changing.
因为你的生命改变了。
You will even have assurance of salvation when you sin.
甚至你犯罪你仍然有把握。
Because the Spirit of God will convict you.
因为神的灵会光照你。
Because you will know that the Father has taken over your life.
因为你知道天父已经掌控你的生命。
That he'll no longer let you live as you used to live.
他不会让你继续为所欲为下去了。
Repent and believe.
悔改，相信他吧。
If I died right now, I'd go to heaven.
如果我现在死，我会进天堂。
For one reason.
只有一个原因。
And one reason alone.
唯有一个原因。
2,000 years ago.
因为2000年前。
The Son of God shed his blood on Calvary for this sinner.
神的儿子在十字架上为我这个罪人流血而死。
If that is not enough to save me,
如果那不足以拯救我的话
then I'm going to hell.
那我就下定地狱了。
Because I don't trust in anything else.
因为除他以外，我没有别的指望。
I have no backup plan.
我没有第二条路可走。
It's Christ alone.
唯独基督。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.